Anthony Tausch continues live from the Legends Golf Outing at University Ridge, and another legend has stopped by. So when the golf starts, we're going to go from all these legends to me sitting at a
you
table by myself. That's what this is going to be?
Looks like
excellent.
It,
yeah.
Wait, you had other legends?
Yeah, there's other legends besides you, if you can believe that.
Well, they just came earlier.
And in fairness, so we have great help here at ESPN Madison.
Yes, we have great young folks that
they're out and they're young.
Bidding.
They're a lot younger. They don't. I'm certain they would not know I even played here, until they've worked here. So I said, "Hey, we always get Brooksy when he comes out. He's a legend. I have him as my. And this isn't because I'm buddies with him. He's the greatest quarterback at the University of Wisconsin."
Yeah, and yet when we were talking about Badgers who never played for the Packers. Brooks
would
get a vote from you.
Brooks isn't – Brooks, I'm also – I shoot straight. NFL quarterback, right?
He was an NFL quarterback. Started
no,
a bunch
I understand.
Of games in the league.
I would have loved to have had him as a teammate. But anyway, so they end up Googling you, like looking like, oh, my God, what does Brooks look like? And Brooks had a great – I don't know if you're willing to share your line. I thought it was pretty good.
So this actually – you know, not proud of it, man enough to say it. But it did happen. It's actually the second time it's happened. I had a work call a little while back. And, you know, every once in a while, the guy in the gray hair being me and the younger guys on my team, they like to kind of –
life moves on
quickly. They like to bring up the football thing.
Sure.
You know.
Okay.
And so we're on a call. This young kid is a wholesaler or something like that. And they're like, oh, I see you went to UW-Madison, whatever. The smartass in the back, he's like, you ever hear of Brooks Bollinger? Kid just deadpan. No idea who that is. And I chirped up pretty quick. I said, yeah, but your mom does. and I did use that again.
That's a great line. It's a great line. It's a great line. All right, Brooks, I know we're getting ready to go tee off, and you don't want to miss the Legends picture, right? You want to make sure you get to that.
Well, I mean, will they have it if I'm not there?
Well, it depends. If these gals are taking the picture, yes, they would. What do you make? I have talked to you a little bit about throughout this whole process with Mac leaving. Give us kind of your 1,000 picture. I know you're not – you want this – we all want great things to happen here. What are you looking for in this next process with however this shakes out?
Yeah, I think it's fast. I mean, college athletics, generally fascinating. Obviously, the situation here, fascinating on multiple fronts. I think one of the things I'm interested to see is, you know, it's an interesting time as well because you got Chancellor and AD mm-hmm. at the same time. And I think whenever you're in this world we live in that is so rapidly evolving and nobody really knows what 3 years from now is going to look like on the landscape of college athletics, I think there's a couple things that you have to lean into that allow you to navigate that. And one is be who you are and leaning into who are we, what makes this place unique, and two is alignment from the top down and having that partnership of driving our best path forward. So And then I think with all that said, I just think across the whole landscape, across the country, is what does the new machine look like that supports college athletics? You know, I know what it looked like 20 years ago with AD, associate ADs, et cetera. It's a different machine now. And how do we think about how that needs to be built and what kind of skill sets you need in those different spots? I think it looks different than it has before. And I'm interested to see what that is.
When you say it looks different, what do you think? And you're a successful businessman. What does it need to look like?
Well, I think there has to be – I think the, you know, kind of the directions that I see happening is kind of like, do you bring in private sector, you know, CEOs? Is there a pro sports background that's required? Are you more of a traditional kind of administrator? Something on that spectrum. I think the reality is today with the revenue, in my opinion, having a pro sports background and having sat in alignment with ticket revenue, different revenue models, understanding salary cap and how to build that out, I think is an important piece of it. So I think you need both, right? I think you really do. I think you need that component of it. But we saw it, what was it, Michigan hired the Domino's guy a while back?
Papa John?
It was one of them. But it did go well, right? Like, so I think you can't do that in lieu of losing, I think, the magic of what the core of Madison is and what the core of college athletics is. And everybody's trying to figure that out. It's like, hey, we have this thing that has been so special for so long, that being college athletics and the student athlete and the whole idea of it, extra special here given what Madison is. How do we thread the needle and operate in this, you know, new world, but not lose some of the magic?
Well, don't we have to fix the new world first? And we can't get the toothpaste back in the tube, but it is not getting money for your name, image, and likeness. It is, here is how much we will pay you to come to our school.
Right.
And if that continues to be the case, there are a lot of schools that have proud traditions that are in deep you-know-what.
Yeah.
Right? Because we can't keep just, you know, I don't know if Ted Kellner's here yet or not, but, are we hitting him up while he's here? Like, that's what we're reduced to.
I think we just
to.
Have somebody full-time walk next to him anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere,
yes.
Anywhere. And just...
You better hit good today. You're with him and Barry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better be at your best.
No pressure.
It's stressful.
Did you bring your son instead? Because he's better
here.
Than you.
He's actually
He
here.
Won every award last year.
He's on another.
Is he back as a legend or is he back as just a
he's
player?
He's just a regular person. Oh. He had a short stint as
okay.
a legend. But I think you're right. I don't know how to fit. I don't know how that looked. I said 5 years ago, I think we probably live in a world where football and basketball and the high-end revenue sports end up breaking away and having their own governed body.
Right. SEC was talking about that like this week.
And I think it'll look like, you know, two conferences, four divisions in each conference, make it more geographically make sense. That's my best guess. I think you gotta kind of build both, right? Because there's still a piece of me, I don't know what the non-revenue looks like. You know, But I think it's important.
It is incredibly
important. It's what I grew up with. It's what I believe in. That college athlete experience. Shoot, it's better there in some ways in my mind than it is for the revenue sports.
I agree.
They're getting treated like pro athletes when they're in high school. It's hard for me, and it's a different experience. This other stuff, we have to find a way to protect and support and grow and provide those kids that opportunity, just because I think it's important to the fabric of the institution. Once that happens, if it does, and you break away and you got these pro athletes representing your school or however that looks, that has a whole different feel for how it impacts the fabric of your university and your student experience, you know? And I don't want to live in a world. I would rather double down on – you know, again, I said be who you are. I think you got to find a way to say, hey, whatever happens out there, what's most important to us and this institution? And that might, you know, that might impact how things come out the other side. But I think you got to decide, because I would rather go down playing our game and not – being able to compete the same way in the new world order. Again, this is just Brooks talking.
Right.
You just drop a third person.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
This is just Brooks
amazing?
Being Brooks.
That's Brooks being Brooks.
Brooks has got to focus
this
on Brooks.
Gosh. Yeah, I do. And I got plenty of my own problems.
Well, tell us some.
Let's hear it.
Well, you got a tee time, so don't make them too deep.
I got a lot of humans I'm responsible for. Let's put it that way.
That makes even more sense. All right, so before we let you go, you're going to be playing with Barry and with Ted. And what does it mean to come back to this place? Because this is – I hate to say it, and I was talking to Matt LePay a little bit earlier about this, the whole reunion and everything else. It's going to look a heck of a lot different with athletes that are from 22 and 23 on, 2022. This stuff – I don't know if it's going to be there.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
It does. I was driving, we drove in late last night and they're coming down East Wash and I started talking about the Avenue Bar. And I'm like, if I could go back in time and my wife's not going to listen to this, so that's fine. Right. But there's things.
We'll make sure we're here. We'll make sure we send it over.
But a Saturday night at the Avenue Bar, Fluff working the front door, probably a heater going, okay? and place is electric, and there's a sick, there's a three-man polka band, same guys, polka bands rocking, 60-year-old lady up on her chair dancing the polka in the red sweater. I mean, I can picture that movie and how special that feeling was, of how important we all were to each other, mm-hmm. how important we felt
to the community,
to the school, the athletic department, the community, the state,
mm-hmm.
that through line of it meaning something.
It's waning.
It is. And, mm-hmm. I don't know what the other side looks like. And I think that, you know, I see how high schools are now behaving, and I see what that's driving. You know, it goes down market, and
yep.
it just becomes so transactional that you lose something. I'm not mad at the kids for making the money.
No,
would have been nice.
That would have been real nice.
But there's something special and magical and life changing. So to your question, to be able to come back and be around those people again, it's everything to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's who I am.
Last time you were here, you told your great story about your incredible career with the Florida Tuskers. I had forgotten this. You were drafted to play baseball?
Yeah.
Was that ever a consideration for you?
No. And there's reasons for that. Probably the first place was I wasn't good enough.
Wasn't good enough.
We're done. Okay. Brooks couldn't hit a curveball.
You got to sit back, Brooks.
Still can't. So I played. You know, I was a good baseball player in high school and whatever. And we had legions. I actually didn't even play my last summer because I came down here to get started. So we Lasorda spoke to us at both the Rose mm-hmm. Bowls, like on Tuesday practice or whatever. And the second one, when I was playing, Barry calls me over in the middle of Pat and Go and is like, "Hey, Brooks, I want you to meet Tom." I'm like, "Look, this is Tom Lasorda. I do this unbelievable." And I grew up a Giants fan, so it was, you know, there's that. But it was unreal. And Tom goes, "Hey, I heard you're a ball player." And I was like, "Yeah, I played." He asked me a couple of questions, and I'm just trying to keep my head above water and not miss a handoff in the Rose Bowl. And I got home that spring, and all of a sudden my dad's like, "The weirdest thing, man, the L.A. Dodgers have been calling, like, your Legion coach, your high school, et cetera.
Like, you're going to be the next Mike Piazza.
What's going on?" So I'm on the golf course, and this is hilarious. I was on Lincoln Golf Course, and I we had the cell phones, and you had the big one, right? And you're like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Hey, I'm Tom so-and-so at the Dodgers. We want to come work you out." And I said, "Listen, Mr. Tom, I really appreciate that. I haven't played baseball in a couple of years, and, like, I don't want to waste your time." He goes, "Listen, Mr. Lasorda tells us to work somebody out. We work them out. We'll be there in 2 days. I immediately call my buddy. I'm like, "Do you got a glove?" and we jumped the fence at the Legion Field. He threw me BP in the deal. They had, like, four people come out. And, you know, feel the grounders hit and did all that. And then I'm driving back. I'm Jiffy Lube, getting my oil change to come back to Manhattan. My sister, I call home, and my sister answers. She goes, "Hey, oh, yeah, by the way, some guy just called and something about drafted by the Dodgers." So I don't know. And they offered me $500 to go out to Montana and play for the summer. So that
would have been fun.
I didn't feel like having that conversation with Dad. You know, like, "I'm going to leave the summer workouts.
That's
I'm going."
Funny. To, yeah. I am so glad I asked. Brooks, great to see you.
Likewise.
We'll check it again next season.
Thank you.
Tausch, tell it. I assume that Brooks is
a Brooks
UW Credit
for sure,
Union
even
member.
Even if he wasn't UW Credit Union member for every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Join today at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions to apply. We do need you to say how much you love Evan Cohen and Unsportsmanlike. I'm sure you're listening every day.
I think he's probably.
Is he the greatest host or just the best?
I think he's probably the finest host in this generation for sure. I mean, you can get into.
So you got Howard Stern.
How do you compare generations?
I don't know.
That's always the debate.
Yeah.
Right? You've been in the locker room.
Yep.
You know how those go. And I mean, just he's got the face.
He does for radio, yeah.
And the presence.
He's got the presence, yeah.
So he's the best.
There you go.
More Wilde and Tausch without both these guys next. So stick around.